Today's Amud is Chagiga Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph by the Gemara at the top of the Amud. So says the Gemara, B'Kodesh Mai Taim Aloy. The Mishnah had mentioned, at least the simple pshat of the Mishnah, was 11 chumrais that we have by Kachim that don't exist by Truma. 11 milas of Kodesh over Truma. Chaymer B'Kodesh Mi B'Truma. So now we're going to go through each one. The first one the Mishnah had mentioned was that when it comes to Truma, so a person's allowed to tovel a kli inside of another kli, which means if let's say a person has a bowl and he has a cup and they're both tameh, he could simply put the cup inside of the bowl, and he could put them both in the mikveh together, and like that, they both become tar. You could put the cup inside the bowl. However, when it comes to kachim, so then you're not allowed to. You can't put the cup inside of the bowl and tovel them both at the same time. So it says the Gemara, Bakaydesh Mai Tai Malai. What's the reason why not? Why are you not allowed to be tovel kli b'soich kli when it comes to kachim? So the Gemara is going to give two possible explanations. On today's Amud, we'll have the first one. So Rav Ila says that the reason why you can't tovel a kli b'soich kli when it comes to kachim is b'nei shekvedei shel kli chaitzeitz. It's because there's a problem of chatzitza when you tovel the cup inside of the bowl. So then the outside of the cup presses against the inside of the bowl. Water does not get in between the bowl and the cup, and so the water is not getting around on the entire surface of both the bowl or the cup. So neither of them become tar. That's the reason. So the Gemara later on is going to ask if that's the reason, so then that should be a problem by Truma as well. The Gemara will explain. But for now, that's the reason why by Kachim, you're not allowed to be tayvul a kli b'soich kli. It's because of a problem of chatzitza. However, ask the Gemara, how could you say that the issue with tayveling a kli b'soich kli is a problem of chatzitza, v'amid seifa misham chatzitza, reishal am misham chatzitza? But we have a different case in the seifa where the Mishnah already tells us that by chatzitza we're more machmir by kachim than we are by truma. So that's mashma that the reisha isn't about chatzitza. Meaning the Mishnah is telling us 11 different categories, types of areas of halacha where we see we're more machmir by kachim than we are by truma. So it doesn't make sense that two of them should be about the same thing, of the same idea, that two of them should be about chatzitza. Because then all really the Mishnah is saying is that when it comes to chatzitza, so we're more machmer by kachim than we are by truma. There's no reason to give two different examples. So from the fact that we already have a different case in the Seifa where it's more pashut, it seems very clear that the reason over there is because of the concern of chatzitza. So then the Mishnah already told us over there that when it comes to chatzitza, we're more machmir by kachim than we are by truma. So why would the Mishnah repeat it in the Reisha? So where in the Seifa do we have it? The Katani Seifa. And the Seifa, the Mishnah says, V'loi k'midas ha-kodesh midas ha-truma. Now kachim is treated more chamer than truma. She'be-kodesh matir umangiv umatbil. When it comes to kachim, so if you're tithing a kli to use it to eat kachim, so then you have to, or clothing that you're planning on wearing when you eat kachim, and there's a knot inside of the clothing, so you have to untie the knot before you put it into the mikvah. And if it's wet, so you have to dry it before you put it into the mikvah. And then after you tayful it, so then if you want, you can tie it back up. As opposed to by truma, you're even allowed to tie the chadchila before putting it into the mikvah. So now, what's the reason why you don't want to have it tied by kachim? Why are you not allowed to have it tied? It's obvious it's because of chatzitza. Because the water is not going to get through into the middle of the knot. So if so, we already have the Mishnah telling us that by chatzitza we're more machmir by kachim than we are by truma. Why would the Mishnah say two cases of chatzitza, a kli b'soich kli, and also this case of the knot? If you're telling me that kli b'soich kli, that the reason is because of chatzitza, how could it be? We already have the problem of chatzitza listed in the Mishnah, later on in the Mishnah, that with regards to chatzitza, we're more machmer by kachin than we are by truma. So how can you tell me kli b'soich kli is has to do with chatzitza? So says the Gemara, reisha hu seifa mishum chatzitza. No, in the Chanami. The reisha and the seifa are both because of chatzitza. The Gemara was asking, how could it be? It wouldn't make sense that the Mishnah would say two different cases of chatzitza, to which the Gemara says that yes, no, the Mishnah has two different cases of chatzitza. Now why would the Mishnah do such a thing? Why would the Mishnah tell us twice that we're more machmir by kachim with regards to chatzitza than we are by truma? Why would the Mishnah say it twice? Says the Gemara, utzricha, and I need the Mishnah to tell to us in both of these cases says in both of these scenarios, number one of kli b'seif kli, and number two of the case of the knot. Di'i ashmi'in and reisha, because if I would just have the reisha, the kli b'seif kli halacha, so I have a amina, I would have said that yeah, hainu time adilakayda shalai. You want to know why by kachim, you're not allowed to do kli b'seif kli, mishum kveidei shel kli, di'ika, because we all understand that there's a problem of the weight of the inside kli, which is going to sit down, which is going to push it down onto the inside of the outer kli, and that's going to make it that water doesn't get in between. That's something that I would have understood, that there's a problem by kachim, and that problem, for whatever reason, we're not concerned by truma, but that chashash exists by kachim. I would understand that that's the halacha. Aval, you know, aval seifa de lakak kvedo shel kli, if someone would then ask me, after knowing that halacha, are you allowed to tayvel a shirt that has a knot in it? So there's no kvedo shel kli, there's no weight of any kli that's pushing down on something else, say, so I might have thought to say that, okay, so then even by kachim, you're allowed to tie a kli, a shirt that has a knot, that its sleeve is tied into a knot. I wouldn't know that there's even a problem, I wouldn't know that there's a problem of chatzitza. You're right, in terms of in dinim, so once the Mishnah tells me that by chatzitza, we're more machmer by kachim than we are by truma, so there's definitely no reason for the Mishnah to have to tell it to me twice. But in terms of the mitzias, there's something the Mishnah is telling me in terms of the mitzias. If all I would have had was the reisha, then in the case of the reisha, there's a problem of chatzitza. I would have said that, yeah, in the reisha, there's a problem because you have the weight of the inside kli pushing against the inside of the outer kli. But by a shirt with a knot in it, I would have no idea that there's even a problem of chatzitza. And same thing with the reverse. V'yashmi'in and seifa, if the Mishnah would have just told me the case of the shirt with the knot, zahava amina, I would have understood that you know what the problem is of tiveling a shirt with a knot? Hainu taima delakayda shloi. I would understand. You want to know why by kachim you can't tivele it like that? It's mishum the kitcher b'maya haduke mehaduk. It's because when you put a knot into water, so it gets even tighter, and therefore this knot's going to be really tight, even a relatively looser knot. Once you put it into water, it's going to get really tight, and the water is not going to get in the middle. So that's why there's a problem by kachim. Aval reisha de maya akfuye makfule lemana. But in the reisha's case of kli b'seif kli, if you would have asked me, so now that you know that you're not allowed to tivel a shirt with a knot, are you allowed to tivel a kli b'seif kli? I would have said yes, 100%. What's the problem? There's no knots. There's the inside cup. Yeah, but maya akpuye makfule levana. The water will lift up the inner kli, and therefore lo yhavu chatzitza. I would have said that even by kachim, there's no problem of chatzitza. There's a svara by each one to say that there's no problem of chatzitza. By the reisha, by the knot, there's no weight of any sort of kli. By the case of the kli b'seif kli, there's a svara to say that the water is going to lift up the inner kli, and the water is going to get in between. So therefore tzricha. That's why I need the Mishnah to tell us both cases. You're right. In terms of the klal, in terms of the halacha shabai, that we're more machmer by kachin than we are by truma, there's no reason for the Mishnah to give us two examples. And with regards to that, there would have been no reason for the Mishnah to tell us both of these cases. But because of the mitzias, that's why I needed the Mishnah to tell me both of these cases, and therefore there's no cash on Rav Ila. Again, we started the Gemara, we wanted to know what's the problem with kli b'seif kli. Why by kachim are you not allowed to title kli b'seif kli? Says Rav Ila, it's a problem of chatzitza, because the inner kli weighs down on the inside of the outer kli. We ask the kasha that anyways in the seifa we have a case of chatzitza, so it must be that this is a different reason, and the Gemara says that no, the taka both outs chatzitza, and there's a tzricha, so there's a reason why we need both cases.